he goes across the highways and gets smashed by cars, moves around. We had got a little story about a terrapin up at my mother's when my brothers and sisters were all children. Mm-hmm. My brothers caught a terrapin up there, and about 8 or 10 years on this terrapin, they carved their initials, mm-hmm. like you'd carve initials on a tree. Mm-hmm. They carved their initials on this terrapin, mm-hmm. and it went 2 miles over here in about 7-8 years. Took it that long to, of course, I don't know when it left my mother's place, mm-hmm. but it was found 2 miles at some of the Tadlocks over here. Some of the children were out playing and they found this terrapin and found this carving or writing on it. Mm-hmm. They began to tell about it and they knew my brother's names. Mm-hmm. And so I think they two of my brothers and one of my brother's sons, I think they had about 3 names on him. About the same. They don't, they just grow and get so large and then they don't grow anymore. Mm-hmm. For instance, like people, I guess, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, it's the soft shell turtle that gets so large.
Do they stay on land too?
Mostly in the water. Uh-huh. I can tell you another turtle story. My okay. husband went fishing up in, what county? Newton County. Mm-hmm. I had a first cousin lived up there. There were a good many stumps out in this lake, and it was newly built. So he was decided he would walk out in the water a little bit and see if he could throw out a little farther, see if he could catch a fish. So he saw something that looked like a stump, and he just stepped up on the stump, and directly the turtle, something began to move, and he began to feel so funny and all, and this old turtle began to move on off with him. So he hopped off, and out of the water he came. I don't think he stopped till he got home.
The loggerhead turtle you mentioned is in water too, I guess.
Yeah, and you can eat those, and you can eat the soft shell turtle. Mm-hmm.
Did, in some parts of the South, there's a large land turtle that can dig holes. Have you ever heard of something
gopher?
Like that?
Uh-huh. A gopher. Yeah. I've never seen one of those.
Where'd you hear of it?
I guess I've heard my mother and daddy talk about it.
In Alabama, them sand hills where they stick, didn't they?
Uh-huh.
But then I've never seen one.
Have you ever heard of a cooter? Is it kind of a turtle?
A stink jenny.
What's that?
Cooter or stink jenny? I've heard of that too. Well, it's a little bit of turtle. When you're fishing, he'll come up and he'll bump your cart, and he'll go down to your bait and he'll steal it off. Mm-hmm. Now, they're aggravating. You call them stinking jennies or cooter.
Uh-huh. Do they actually stink?
No. Not more than any other one. Mm-hmm. Just the name.
And talking about kinds of insects, a kind of insect that'll fly around a light, try to fly into the light, you know. Like, say if you leave the light on out on the porch at night.
What kind of insects gets on the lights?
Uh-huh.
We have many kinds here. Oh, that's a big hard shell bug. I don't know his name.